Morning, please, and turn to the book of Romans. Book of Romans this morning. Romans chapter 1 this morning. We're going to read one verse this morning. So as our custom is, when we read one verse, I'll read it through the first time aloud. You read along silently, and then we'll read together the second time through. And Romans chapter 1. And verse 16, Romans chapter 1, I think I turned it on, did I? Okay. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Please stand to your feet in honor of the Word of God. If you're able this morning, please. If you're not, please stay seated, but we do it in honor of the Word of God. I tell you, God has blessed us so much by giving us the Word of God. Can you imagine not having the Word of God? I can't even fathom it. To be honest with you, before I was saved, I didn't even know it was the Word of God. But now it's something you just can't do without. Amen? Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I'll read it. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now read it together with me, please. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Father, I pray you'd bless us this morning. Help us. I need your blessing. I need your help. As the preacher this morning, in this morning service, I need your power, your help. Say what I should, not say what I shouldn't. I need you today, Holy Spirit. And Father, those that are listening to me, whether on the internet or in this room this morning, they need you too, Holy Spirit, to hear what you have for them. I pray if they've not done so this morning, they right there, as I finish my prayer, would pray and ask you, Holy Spirit, to fill them. The lost and the saved need that prayer. Now bless us this morning in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated, if you would, please. Well, if you were in Sunday school, I promised good news. I was going to inform you of good news this morning. We sure have a lot of bad news, don't we, going on. You just turn on whatever news channel you want to, and it's just something. If it's not one thing, it's another. Can I get an amen on that? People killing, senseless stuff. By the way, if you teach we're nothing more than animals, then you're going to get people with conduct that don't think we're humans. Can I get an amen on that? That's serious. And that's what they're teaching our children in public schools, that we're nothing more than animals. We evolved from a lower species, and now we're just better animals than we were when we started. That's not what this book says. This book says we were created in the image of God. Can I get an amen on that this morning? So we see so much bad news going on. Good night. We just borrowed more money in our government. And you young people, you can thank us for that. You'll be paying out the nose for that, unless our country goes bankrupt, and then we'll be just become Venezuela. I shouldn't have said that. I hope nobody's from Venezuela in here. Goes out over the internet, they'll come shoot me. The truth is, it's just bad news, isn't there? So I wanted to preach about some good news this morning. Look at our verse again, would you? Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the, what's the next word? Did you know that means good news? It's good news, ladies and gentlemen. The gospel of Jesus Christ is good news. In all this, that seems like the whole world is going to Hades in a handbasket, there is some good news we can get out of the Word of God this morning, and I want to give you some pieces of good news this morning in my message. I want to tell you some good things this morning, some good news from the Word of God that can help us this morning, I think, if you'll hear what Brother Evans has to say this morning. Can I give it to you starting number one? The first good piece news is Jesus Christ died for our sins. Well, duh is right. Jesus died for our sins. Do we take that too lightly? That's good news, folks. Do you understand that? Do you understand that the Bible... Turn over to chapter 6, would you? We're going to flip in the book of Romans a little bit, but I want you to see something. Look at Romans chapter 6, the last verse in the chapter 6, the last verse. Are you there? Romans 6, 23, could have been two or three pages. For the wages of sin is death. Did you know there's a price on sin? You know that word wages is the same word we use today when we talk about our wages that we earn wherever we work. And I hope you're working. Please be working. Don't be just a person that lives off other people working. That's killing America, ladies and gentlemen. It's killing us. And we need to work. Bible says if a man will not work, he should not. They need to put that in the halls of Congress. You know, I don't find in the Constitution anywhere to take care of somebody. But I do find that the government's supposed to protect us through our military. The good news is that Jesus paid this wage for us. The wages of sin is death. Do you know that those wages is a place called hell? We don't hear that much. You hear it here in this church, but you don't hear that around the churches in America nowadays. And do you know they say if something is not preached or taught for in a generation, they won't even be believed? We're getting to where we have a religion without hell. If you have a religion without hell, which is in the Bible, then there's no need to get saved from our sin. We've got to understand there's some good news that God has given us. Jesus died for our sins. He paid the price, the penalty for our sins. Look at it. The wages of sin is death. You say, well, Brother Evans, that means we just die and go to the grave. No, no, no. God didn't write this book to tell us we're going to die physically. Why did he need to do that? We see aunts and uncles. We see grandparents. We see many of us in here. We've seen our parents. They died. And I know that I'm going to die too one day. I know that. I didn't need this book. Before Brother Evans got saved, and I know you doubted whether I was saved or not, when Brother Evans got saved, September 20th, 1976, that's not the real date, I don't know, I just took it because of that stupid song, I was saved on a Monday and Tuesday, and I don't like that song. So I guessed at it. But I did get saved. I remember where I was. I was in that room number 7, the third floor of that barracks, the Italian barracks, which the United States Navy was renting from them. I was stationed there, and in that room right there, I asked Jesus to pay the penalty for my sin. I'll never forget that. Do you remember where you were? See, Jesus, that's good news. Why do we sit around with a frown on our face so much? I'll get something done here. Time to go to Outback. It's time to go to Outback anytime, folks. There is a penalty, and that penalty is a stiff penalty. That's just as much as heaven is eternal life. I said eternal life. Did you know hell is eternal death? God help us if we're sitting in here this morning and we don't know that Jesus Christ died for our sin and we've never done anything about it. My friend, your future is bleak. It is no good news. But if you hear the message this morning, it's good news. Jesus died to pay the penalty for our sin. Go back to chapter 5, would you? Just should be across the page. Look at verse 8. But God, look at this. But God, I love that phrase, but God commendeth. That word commendeth, if you look it up, just is a big word. It just means proved. He showed it. He proved it to us. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, what happened? Christ died for us. My friend, this morning, listen, it's real simple. On this one hand, God says, okay, if you've sinned, you got to pay for that sin. And can I get an amen that all of us have sinned? Hey, yeah, every one of us, except me, of course, but, you know, I'm talking about you. Oh, come on, folks. There ought to have been a lot more laughs on that one. My wife was laughing hard. I think you can laugh hard. On the one hand, God says, okay, you sin. The wages of sin is death. Okay, if you sinned, you got to pay that wage. Steep wage. Hell. Eternal damnation. And by the way, can I say this real quick here? Listen to me real quick. If you think God is a monster because God created hell, and he did create hell, but in the book of Matthew chapter 25, the Bible says it was created for the devil and his angels. It wasn't created for us. But we decided we wanted to sin. Boom. Then we get hit with the same penalty. Can I get an amen on that? See, it wasn't God did that for the devil. And we know he deserves it. And those angels that fell from heaven, it was created for them. It wasn't created for man. Jesus said that. Hell was created. Look, let's read on, if you would, verse 8. But God commended his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Listen, if we've sinned, we got to pay that penalty. Every person in this room, on the internet, and I don't care if they're not even listening this morning to me, every person that's ever sinned will have to pay the penalty for sin. But on the other hand, God proved God loved us. And he made a way for us to not have to pay for our sin. Good news, Jesus died to pay our sin penalty. And then God says, okay, you choose, which hand is it? You say, oh, I'm thinking about it, Brother Evans. You know, I'm just kind of, you know, kicking this over in my mind. Well, my friend, then you've made a choice. By not choosing, you're still going to pay that sin. Just because you don't think it's true or you don't get it done, you still got to pay it. That's why we get up here, Pastor Johnson, myself, all these other preachers that we have, and we urge you and we beg you in our Sunday school classes, we beg you to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. Let him pay the penalty. Good news, he paid the penalty for our sins. And best thing yet is it's free to us. It's free. I don't have to do a thing. Now, he did a lot. Christ did a lot. Easter, next week, right? Okay. Before that resurrection, he did a lot of suffering. He suffered for you and he suffered for me and paid for my sin and he paid for your sin. Oh, he paid a lot, but he said it's free to me. Look, go back to chapter 6 and verse 23. Look at the second part of that verse. The wages of sin is death. Look at the second part, but I love buts in the Bible. That doesn't even sound right, does it? That's my public school education and spelling, too. No, I'm just teasing. That's some of you. That's the only way you get smile if I go there. And okay, let's go on. But the gift. The what? The gift. The gift of God. That's who gave the gift. God gave the gift. Well, I thought Jesus gave us the gift. No, he didn't. God gave us this gift. The gift is eternal life for you English majors. That's is a linking verb. It doesn't have to explain our actions if you're a parent. I mean a president. Some of you old enough know what I'm talking about. Is a linking verb. It links the gift to eternal life. God gave us this gift. But look what it says. It's through Jesus Christ our Lord. See, because he paid the gift. Good news. Jesus did it. He paid the penalty of our sin for us. What a deal. What good news. Can I give you a second piece of good news this morning? Listen to this now. Turn over to chapter 6. Well, you should be right there anyway. But let me give you the point. The good news. The piece of good news. P-I-E-C-E. See, I do know how to spell. Not P-E-A. Okay. Well, Jesus can give you victory over your sins. Yes, he can help you change things in your life that you're doing that are wrong, that are bad, that are sins. He can help you change them. He can do it. Gee, good news. We don't have to live in that sin that we are living in our lives. Jesus gives us the victory. Look at it in chapter 6 and verse 6. Look at this. Knowing this, that our old man, that's the lost man. Preacher talks about the different types of men. The old man is crucified with him. In other words, the sinful body, the sinful man. Crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. What is the sin that's got you tied up, ladies and gentlemen, this morning? What is that besetting sin that's just got you and it won't let you go and you struggle with it and you fight with it? Good news this morning. Jesus can give you victory over that sin. Let's read on. Knowing this, let's go back to verse 7. For he that is dead is freed from sin. You know, I know our body still has sin in it, but my Bible says we're freed from it. Oh, Brother Evans, you don't know how hard it is and how strong. Oh, yeah, I do. I'm a sinner just like you. I struggle with things. Verse 8. For if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, the Easter, dieth and dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him, for in that he died unto sin once, and that in he liveth unto God. Likewise, it's talking to us now. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through, same phrase, in our salvation, through Jesus Christ. What is it? What is it? What is that thing? Is it a language that you have in your vocabulary that shouldn't be there? Is it anger that's just right there? I'm just talking about stuff from me. I don't know about you. Again, that would be the place to laugh, folks. Forget it. I'm just going to change and preach on hell. No. What is it? All of these things we struggle. Well, most of us, there's some of you goody-two-shoes out there, probably never raised your voice in your life. But for most of us in here, we got an anger problem. What is it that you're tied up in sin? Jesus can give you the victory if you let him work. How do you let him work? And that's through the Holy Spirit of God. Did you know the Bible says when we trust Jesus Christ, we get the Holy Spirit of God that comes to indwell with us. That's the New Testament. That's the New Testament age. See, before he just came on people, he would leave if they did something wrong. But in the New Testament, that Holy Spirit comes into us. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Creator's Spirit. And as I said this morning in Sunday school class, the one that created the universe, the one that put those stars out, the one that made the clouds and the sky and made the air that we breathe, that Creator lives in you. When you get saved, I think He can create. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That word creature means creation. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Ladies and gentlemen, that Holy Spirit power that I pray for this morning and that you hear us pray for, He's available to you. There's good news this morning. You can change your life and get your life right with God this morning if you just yield yourself to Him. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, there's no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer, permit you to be tempted more than you're able. You know, the trouble is, Holy Spirit's in there saying, I don't say that. Don't do that. If you're saved, He's doing that. But we're saying, no, that deserves something to be said. And boom, we let it go, don't we? But that Holy Spirit is saying, wait, don't say, hold on, don't do that. Don't do that. See, some of you don't even understand what I'm talking about. It may be because that Holy Spirit is not living in you, because if He was living in you, the Bible says you would know you're of His and you would see the power of God in your life. Does that mean you're perfect, Brother Evans? No. This flesh, in those battles that I have with my flesh and that Holy Spirit that lives in me, that battle is fierce at times, and many times I fail. But there's good news. If I want to have victory over sin, I can have it if I go to Him and help Him. He lives in me. He can give me the strength to resist. See, it's not going to be easy though. That's where I'm going to lose most of you here this morning. Because it takes effort to say no and get the Holy Spirit to help you bypass that temptation. And see, I'm afraid a lot of us in this room this morning want that temptation. And by the way, if the devil knows you have something that you'll do, I was talking to a man this morning. He's a friend that he wants to see in church, and that friend doesn't. He struggles getting to church. He seems like, he said, every Saturday it's something. See, the devil knows. The devil knows with us. Hey, parents, when you're ready to walk out the door, what happens with those little kiddos? You say, you're telling my kid is a devil? Yes, figure it out. If you don't know that right now, no. But he knows how to go and do something that affects you to not be in church where we're supposed to be. What is it this morning? I got good news for you. You can have victory over your sin. Can I tell you one thing and I'll be done? Some more good news. Look at chapter 8 and verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Can I give you some good news this morning? Somebody loves you. You say, you don't know, Brother Evans. It seems like everybody's just turned on me. It doesn't seem like anybody that just, you don't understand. I do understand. There's some good news, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus loves you this morning. He loves you. He loves you unconditional. He loves you the way you are. He loves you. God loves us all. God loves the world. And I've explained this before. Do you remember? See, God is the God of everybody. But God isn't the Father of everybody. That comes when you receive Jesus Christ. And when you receive Jesus Christ, what will separate us from the love of Christ? The answer is nothing. Somebody loves you. Good news this morning. Somebody loves you. Yeah, but I'm unlovely. Yes, yeah, so am I, but Christ still loves me this morning. How about you? Isn't that something to get that frown off your face and get a smile on your face this morning? I can't understand it. I'm preaching the good news in some of you. You know it takes, and I know because it takes more muscles work to smile than it does frown. So some of you just got permanent scars there. You're not really sad. It's just, it got there. You know what I mean? And it's locked in. It's good news this morning. Yeah, I know the world's going to Hades in a handbasket. I know they're killing kids. I know our kids are confused and trying to run the country. I know that the stupid can't pass a budget and balance their own budget. I got to do it, but they don't got to do it. That's something wrong. Well, that's another thing. There's good news this morning. There's good news. Christ paid the penalty for our sin. You can have victory over those sins in your life. And Christ loves us. That's good news this morning. How about you this morning? Is it good to you?